a really good opportunity to let you know that there are opportunities to work in telecommunications for the city of Bridgeport. In fact, there's kind of a call to action right now to join the team for the Bridgeport Emergency Communications Center. And joining us to talk more about this today, we have Steve Mastroianni here, who is the deputy management director for the city. We also have David Reyes here, who is the acting emergency management director. Gentlemen, welcome in studio. How are you?
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
I want to first start, and I don't know who would like to start the conversation, so you guys can, you know, talk amongst yourselves. But let's first talk about when you hear telecommunications, that might be something that we say on the surface, we understand what that means, but what exactly, what kind of roles are we talking about filling?
So what we're looking to fill is when you call 911, right? You see what's on TV. You know, my kids always look at Die Hard movie, right, when you call 911. But it's a lot that goes, you know, into this type of work, right? You know, our office at the 911 call center, kind of like an imaginary line down the middle, right? On the left-hand side are the fire calls. The right-hand side are the PD calls. And that's how we triage, you know, how we are able to, you know, send the calls for service that come into our center.
So when we talk about that, there are openings. What specific openings are available right now?
So for both, right? You'll be trained to be a fire and PD 911 call taker.
And this probably seems like a silly question, but I'm going to ask it. How important these roles are? You know, if we don't fill them, how important, you know, it is that we have the right people filling that?
Yeah, I'll definitely, Steve, definitely chime in here. But it's critical, right? We, you know, because we're short-staffed due to retirements, et cetera, you know, sometimes we have to mandate individuals, right? They work their eight-hour shift, but we might need you, Melissa, to do another 4 hours, and then Steve will come in and do another 4 hours, and then Steve will then do his regular eight-hour shift afterwards. So, you know, sometimes we're looking at individuals doing 12-hour shifts just because, you know, other call-outs happen, vacations, personal time.
Yeah. I mean, it could lead to burnout, I would think.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
So when we talk about the people who would fill these roles, the other thing that I think people will think of when they think 911, they're like, oh, well, I'd have to be a cop. Do you have to be a cop?
No, you don't.
You don't?
No, we provide all the training for these folks so they can go in and they would learn how to operate the systems, go through the public safety telecommunicator courses. They would get all the training they need.
So you can feel really confident doing it. Because I think when I think about the 911, you know, the people who are responding to that line, I should say, you know, sometimes those calls are in very, you know, panic, almost stricken situations. Like you never know what kinds of calls you're going to get. Mm-hmm. Is that part of the training, just being able to have almost a calm mindset and be able to go through what information you need to respond appropriately?
Yes. So you need to have, like you said, a calm mindset. Multitasking abilities, the ability to retain information, execute tasks immediately, and communicate clearly and efficiently.
How many roles are open right now?
So we have 11 positions open.
Wow.
Right.
Have we seen maybe, and I'm sure honestly other municipalities have seen the same thing, because I know that we're lacking in a lot of public service, I would say, healthcare, fire, police, teachers. But I'm curious if we've been struggling to fill these roles, or, you know, why. I mean, 11, that's a lot. That sounds like a lot.
So I can tell you, we're not struggling, right? So what happens is, you know, these are active lists, right? So the last list just expired about, you know, 2 or 3 months ago.
Oh, okay.
So we've exhausted that list. And now this gave us an opportunity to, you know, look at what our vacancies are, you know, again, through, you know, retirements, et cetera, to be able to then put out another opportunity. And I can tell you, as of Friday, I think we have about over 80 applicants so
really?
Far. Yeah. And a good portion of them are Bridgeport residents. And Shauna reminded me to say, Bridgeport residents, you get your $35 application fee waived. So we definitely are having a big push to have Bridgeport residents apply and be able to give back to their community.
Who are you looking for? And obviously, I'm not asking for direct names or anything like that. But, you know, sometimes it can feel very intimidating. I know, Steve, you had mentioned that obviously you're provided all of the training. But to get that application, that foot in the door, who are you looking for? Because some people might have a misconception in their mind if they're good enough or qualified for these positions.
I don't know if Steve will agree, but you can't be shy, right, for this type of work, because right? Every call is different. You know, the one call can be a person yelling, you know, my house is on fire. Then, you know, it can be, you know, a child was hit by a car, right? So again, it just, you know, it sucks in a way having to change your mindset for every single call. But that's what we're here as managers, to provide the support that you need. You know, we have a room where you can go and, you know, take a minute to yourself, or, you know, you can shut off the lights, sit on the chair, and, you know, just, you know, think to yourself, okay, what happened, you know, and then be able to come back, you know, to a call. So we want to provide them all the support they can, because these calls are not easy.
No. I was going to ask that. I know we have Chief Porter on the show pretty regularly, and I know he's very focused on this for his officers as well. But PTSD, I mean, when you talk about an emergency, it's usually the dispatcher who is the first in line to learn that information. And to your point, David, this could be very troubling and upsetting information that they're getting. Are they provided with that same kind of critical support that we know police and fire they're getting in Bridgeport?
100%. Yeah. Just think about it. Our call takers are the eyes and ears for the cops and for the fire, right? Even though they're not physically, you know, seeing what's happening, but it's their job to take the information to then be able to dispatch it. So as they gather the information, it's critical, because we're sending PD and fire pretty much blind into these fire calls, and also, you know, to all the PD calls that they go to.
Mm-hmm. So I know people have until March 1st is the deadline to apply. And I mean, the starting wage too, you know, $24.79 per hour with competitive benefits as well. I mean, if people want to learn more just about the job, kind of, I mean, is there an opportunity before they apply to kind of, you know, pick your brains, or to kind of ask questions, or is that provided on the website? I mean, if people want to just even learn more about the job before applying.
Okay, so in this situation, what they would do is they can go in and apply. What we're going to be doing is hosting open houses.
Oh, nice.
So we have one coming up this Saturday at 9 a.m. And we have another one the following Wednesday at 6 p.m. They will get a more detailed explanation as to what the job entails. And that's probably the best way they're going to learn more about it. So I strongly recommend people attend this.
And you had said earlier, David, that it's not exclusive to, like, you don't have to live in Bridgeport to get this job, but you do have the application fee waived if you're from Bridgeport.
Yes, correct.
Neat. That's amazing.
Yep.
So I have the website here. If people want more information and to apply, policeapp.com/Bridgeport ECC. I am going to put this with your podcast, though, just in case people miss a C there, or they don't spell Bridgeport correctly, or whatever the case may be. We will put this website on oursvoiceofct.com. I want to give you guys the opportunity, though, to kind of leave a last minute thought. If there is somebody who's on the fence and wondering if this is worth my time, if this is the right fit for them, why should they consider a job in telecommunications?
I would say if you're second guessing, don't come on to one of the open houses, right? I know Saturday is Valentine's Day at 9 a.m. But you can come, or you can come on Wednesday, the 18th at 6 p.m. And you'll be able to ask questions of myself, Steve, but also the call takers themselves, the supervisors, where you can really, you know, ask, you know, pinpointed questions to, you know, what is the life of a call taker? What is the life of a supervisor? And maybe that can help, you know, finish that application process for them, you know, before the first.
I mean, why do you guys like working in emergency management?
It's a great way to serve the community and have a positive impact on people in their time of need. And for these telecommunicators, these folks are the first responders. They're unseen but heard. They're the calm voice that's going to guide you through your emergency. And it's a wonderful career. And if you're interested in it, strongly recommend you apply and come down to the open house to learn more.
Yeah. Well, and you know, David, I know you brought up Valentine's Day, but maybe that's the day you fall in love with your career.
That's right.
Right? Yeah.
Well said.
There it is, right? You should totally use that promo. You should totally do that. It's great. And I do think, you know, all kidding aside, I think there is a lot to be proud of in this sector of work. And if you want to learn more, you know, again, you could do the open house. There's a few opportunities for that. You also can go online to learn more and apply. We're going to put that website on ours, voiceofct.com, under Melissa in the Morning when we post the podcast, again, to join the team for Bridgeport Emergency Telecommunication Center. to be a public safety telecommunicator. Guys, thank you so much for what you do, and thanks for sharing this on WICC. We really appreciate it.
It was our pleasure.
Thank you. And again, if you want more information, you can go to our website, voiceofct.com.